Greetings, everyone. Welcome to my Positive Life Answers podcast. I'm Dr. Marianne Mercer, and we're looking today at your unproductive life stories and turning them into new and functional, highly functional life stories. I'm your podcast host and self-improvement expert, Dr. Marianne Mercer. You can call me Dr. Mary. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Last week, I challenged you to participate in an event I developed called the Happiness Challenge. In the challenge, I focused you on practicing just one effective technique each day that would turn into a habit and change your life. If you didn't listen to my mini episode on the Happiness Challenge, take a pause and take a moment right now. Listen to it before we go into this episode, but overall, in short, it would only take you a few minutes and there's no excuses to listen to it, and it's not too late to begin it. Overall, I asked and instructed you that for just 1 hour a day, 60 minutes, to practice the Happiness Challenge by doing the following. First thing I asked you to do is just look at things that pop up in your life in an upbeat or positive way. So only look at everything you do in an upbeat and positive way, and don't criticize yourself and others for your actions, ideas, or if you have a slip up and start being negative. Instead, reframe them into more positive or at least neutral terms. And when a problem comes up, immediately seek a solution to those problems or difficulties. So that's all you needed to do for 60 minutes is practice and be positive and upbeat. Don't criticize yourself. When a problem comes up, seek the solution to those difficulties. Keep practicing. I also asked you to notice your reactions to this challenge. Were you excited to start practicing this challenge to be positive and upbeat for 1 hour a day? Were you feeling a little resistant to this challenge? I asked you to list your thoughts and feelings. And I gave you some examples like, oh, I can't start today. I'm too busy. Or it can't be that easy. And I'm so grateful that I got some feedback. So since the episode, it was interesting to read the emails or Facebook messages I received regarding some listeners' reaction to this test. So thank you for taking that step and communicating it to me, because that's what this podcast space is all about. I would like to share with you what I observed and the type of stories people revealed in their reactions and questions to my exercise. This is why I call this episode Changing Your Life Story, your unproductive stories and turning them into new functional life stories. Let me teach you the background about what life stories are. When problems and difficulties pop up, we often get into a pattern of telling a lot of people about what happened, of course, right? As a result, we develop a tale or a story about it based on our reactions and attitudes about it. And when we do this, it can amplify a story you already have running in your life. The goal here in this podcast is to help you identify that repetitive story. And your story can either move you ahead or keep you stuck in your quest for improving your life. So what's a story, you may be asking right now? I can read your mind. What is a story? A story is anything that we think or tell ourselves and others to describe what has happened or what is happening in our lives. So again, a story is anything that we think or tell ourselves or tell others to describe what's happening in your life or what has happened. Our stories tell us what happened, what will happen, and what we expect to happen further in our lives. You may have heard such stories presented by, you know, your family members or friends at some point. Whatever its source, we choose to repeat them like a mantra. Whatever its source, we choose to repeat them like a mantra. And remember, words and stories we tell ourselves are hypnotic. Sometimes we get caught up in our interpretation of events in our lives and develop stories that begin to run our perspective, our mindsets, toward life that moves us ahead or keeps us trapped in life. We focus so much on telling everyone our woes and stories that we often forget to focus on what optimistic and resilient people do, which is problem-solving ways to resolve our situations. Our stories can be positive or negative. They illustrate either what we call a victim mentality or mode, or a victor or victorious type of mode in our lives and the way we operate. If you continually think negative and depressing thoughts, you will operate your life at the victim level of consciousness. If you choose to vibrate at this victim level of consciousness, you will attract more problems and setbacks in your life. Victims tend to feel that outside influences and situations outside of them hold power or control their lives. They blame their lives on outside forces and not their own doings. If you think upbeat and optimistic thoughts, you will vibrate at the victor or victorious level of consciousness. You will attract more success and positive situations in your life. These victor levels are the ones in which you take personal responsibility for your life. Reminds me of a quote from Virginia Satir, one of the pioneers in social and psychological research. Life is not the way it's supposed to be. It's the way it is. The way you cope is what makes the difference. And isn't that true? Unhappiness, dissatisfaction, or difficult times bring out our stories, whether we were aware of them in the first place or because of the result of our current crises. Our stories shape our lives and our behaviors. They color the way we look at life, our outlook, and our ability to handle stress, difficult times, and even the future. One of my role models, David R. Hawkins, told it like this. Every life experience, no matter how tragic, contains a hidden lesson. When we discover and acknowledge the hidden gift that is there, a healing takes place. And this is where I'm leading you today. My happiness challenge brought out a lot of stories in both the victim mode and the victorious or victor mode. So here are some examples I learned from my listeners in response to challenge them to do a 1 hour happiness challenge. These are some examples. Here are some examples of the victim stories to problematic and difficult times, or and just as a response to my happiness challenge. So they often sounded like this. It's too late for me to start over. This always happens to me. I never get any breaks. You know, it's all my family's fault for being mean to me. I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't do anything. I can't do anything right. These examples of how stories create a pessimistic and gloomy outlook on your life. They take us out of the problem-solving mode when difficulties hit and keeps us stuck in a rut. It's important to understand at this point that conditions and events in our lives are not stagnant. They just flow. Life is flowing. Life evolves and is ever-changing, whether you view that as good or bad. And as you learned in my podcast about resilient and optimistic people, they often adapt and not resist life, even when bad things happen. Thus, they bounce back from the problems and unexpected events. And I wrote about this in my recent book, and it shows you how they do this in my recent book called Bouncing Back from Difficult Times. You can get a copy of that on my website, positivelifeanswers.com. But can you see how the victim life stories you tell yourself about situations in life or as a reaction to a difficult time can hold you back, keep you moving ahead or rebuilding your life? You can make the choice. You want it to hold you back or move ahead. Staying in a victim mode stories keeps you from moving ahead in your life or bouncing back from problems or difficulties. As a result, you feel like you're totally helpless and will continually hurt yourself in life, and you'll go into what we call the suffering mode. In other words, you're unhappy or have unwanted situations or difficulties in which you either tell a story that moves you ahead or brings you down even more. Victim mode stories can lead you to a life filled with hurt and sorrow, which is called the suffering mode. So I just wanted to clarify that for you. Victims take life and situations personally, while victors or victorious people, which are resilient and optimistic people, take responsibility for your lives. My mentor and spiritual teacher, Dr. Carl Wolf, said it best. He said, quote, "I create my reality. There are no victims." And isn't that true? Feeling stuck and unhappy in your life in difficult times all serve a purpose for us if we take the time to learn from them and the stories we develop about them. You know, troubled times, disappointments, or painful events can help you learn and grow if you welcome them into your awareness and learn about them. So that's what we're trying to do today. Just, you know, kind of observe and be aware of what you're telling yourself. I want to give you a simple task to practice optimistic habits in my happiness challenge for 1 hour a day. Difficult times themselves teach us lessons, they guide us, and they help us learn life lessons that can only be taught to us at that time or in that matter. As a result of problems and unexpected situations we experience, it's important to understand we develop an outlook or a tale or a story about how we interpret the troubles and challenges. It shows us how we cope with problems and handle it, to the way we protect ourselves, and to we're ready to grow and learn from it. However, as the story continues and repeated over and over, whether good or bad, it becomes our beliefs and our outlook toward ourselves and life. So believe your story and it runs the rest of your life. Change your story and you can change your life. Let me repeat that because it is the summary of everything I just taught in the last few minutes. Believe your story and it runs the rest of your life. Change your story and you can change your life. Reminds me of the first book that my author, co-author and I wrote Dr. Michael Mercer, called Change Your Underwear, Change Your Life. And that was a metaphor for how easy it can be to make improvements and changes in your life. So you can read about that on our website. When you have negative or bad stories that are repetitive, it becomes what you might say your saga or your own personal taglines. The examples I just gave you are examples of these type of stories. Luckily, you're not doomed to stay stuck in them. They are just a false sense of who you are and is like a mask we put on to hide or protect ourselves. Until you do this type of work with me easily on this podcast, you can identify them. We are on autopilot if we just keep running our lives in the story mode. It becomes an automatic pilot when we arrive at this place. We're trapped inside them and it limits us. Luckily, you're not doomed to stay stuck in them. They're just a false sense of who you are. It's like a mask we put on ourselves to hide or protect ourselves. And until you do this kind of work and identify them, like you are with me in this podcast, they are not in our awareness anymore. We are on autopilot. When we arrive at this place, we're trapped inside them, and it limits our abilities and even our energy, leaving us at a low vibrational state we call the victim mode of being. We make conclusions about our lives and ourselves at this step, giving total meaning and power to our stories. There's a book I read a long time ago by author Debbie Ford, and importantly, my spiritual teacher, Dr. Carl Wolf, have called these stories our shadow. Our shadow consists of our beliefs that controls our words, thoughts, attitudes, and behavior. It establishes our beliefs and tells us how much we are loved, what we can do or not do in our life, and our worth on all levels. Remember, we can learn from them. It shows us what we need to do to move through them and gain wisdom on how and where we need to grow and transcend our lives. So are these stories become our shadow material, and we need to learn from them. When we do this, we acknowledge, learn, and transcend them, and that will set you free. When we do this, we acknowledge and learn and transcend them to free us up to make changes in our life. Identifying and acknowledging them, our stories, is a way to bring the shadows out into the light. And that just means out into our awareness and our thoughts so we can change them. When we look at our tales and stories, there always will be parts that you might judge or not like. And that's why we call them the shadow material, or the shadows, because it's a part of us that we reject. We have to bring them into our thoughts in order to change them. Debbie Ford said in her book, The Secret of the Shadow, which I'm simplifying here, The Secret of the Shadow said, "Every painful event in my life brought me great gifts. I find these gifts effortlessly." And the easiest way to do it is to identify the stories. Okay, now what do? You may be wondering, why do I need to know this? Well, I'll make the rest of this very easy for you to do. Here's what you do to change your story, to release your shadow beliefs and emotions, and raise you to a good level of problem solving and energetic vibrations, putting yourself more in that optimistic and resilient mode. Turning off your suffering mode and setting yourself free is what I call this section. So let's turn off your suffering mode. Let's turn off those negative stories and make them into more positive, empowering stories in order to free yourself up to make changes in your life. Here are some steps to take to turn off the suffering and victim mode stories you tell yourself. One, observe your story. Observe and listen to what stories you're telling yourself about life in general or your difficult times. Notice your story next time you tell it to somebody. Notice your story next time you talk about it. Observe and listen and recognize it. Don't judge it. Don't react to them. Just acknowledge it. Then write them down in your journal. As you do this over time, you will notice them easily and you won't have to journaling. You will find your stories about certain situations or even your life story that controls or influences situational events and problems in your life. You will see repetitive stories. These are all important to recognize and record in your journal. So that's number one. Number two, notice your thoughts, observe yourself. Observe what you're thinking and how and when certain thoughts appear in your life and also at challenging or problematic times. And you'll notice your thoughts and how they manifest into your stories and energy. Write down your thoughts and your thought patterns in your journal. You will now see if they are empowering, if they reflect the victim mode or the victorious or victor mode. Observe these feelings and emotions inside your stories and shadow beliefs. Watch if you're reacting and remind yourself to observe without judgment. Explore how tales and shadow beliefs affect you in your life. Number three, remind yourself it's just a story. Remind yourself the thoughts and tales are just a story. Release your attachment to the story and stories from the past that you observe. Why do you want to try to let go of your stories, you might be thinking, Dr. Mary? Well, because it's a story, it is not who you really are. Remember, they are tales you created and not the real truth about you and your life. Identifying your stories show you where you're stuck and not free in your life. It helps you take action towards moving ahead in your life, and identifying them is a big step toward being able to stop and change them. So it's really important to observe these, because you can write your vision statement down, your purpose for your life, your goals, and in response, if you have these stories doubting or saying to yourself, well, do you really think you can make changes in your life? You really need to know that these life stories can keep you stuck, and they're really important to challenge and change. And I don't know anyone who really talks about that. And this is a hidden key that many presenters or speakers or podcasters don't really talk about. So number four, focus on the present moment and learn to stop. To free yourself from the past and the stories that hold you back, you need to focus on the present moment. Focus on what happened or is happening now or today. Focus on the current situation. Observe what you say and how you think and react to things going on in your life today. Start today and see. If the stories you are observing don't serve you well right now, stop them. It reminds me of my mentor when he used to say to us in group meetings or one-on-one sessions that really anchored us to practice this tip number four, focus on the present moment. I can still hear his voice in my head when I say this. Be present. You can use that word as a quick hack to remind yourself every day, be present. Be present and then stop the story by identifying and learning from them. Notice them and allow yourself to release or discard your emotional attachment to them. Just stop and let them go. They are not you. They are a shield or a mask you created. Remember, we just talked about that. And they're used to protect yourself at some point in your life. They may have served a purpose at one point in your life. However, now they may not, and they're holding you back. So yes, you can walk away from them. And what happens when you be present and recognize these stories and try to walk away from them? What I recommend right now is to switch and replace them with a new story that serves you well. For example, turn your victim story of why does this always happen to me into a victor story. A victorious person or a victim would say, this might be a difficult situation. However, it's a chance for me to do things in a different and new way. And I'm confident I can figure it out. After you identify your story, create a new story about your situation in your life. Just like this example I just gave you. The why does it happen to me? Kind of moaning and complaining. Or the optimistic way, the victorious way. This may be a difficult situation, but it's a chance for me to do things in a new and different way. So start saying your new story to yourself and to people you trust. As a result of the new story you now will tell, watch your energy and vibration levels rise and life begins to shift and become easier. Another example to share with you is a victim or someone who is pessimistic will say, it's all my family's fault for being mean to me when I was growing up. That's why I now struggle. Now start saying your new story. As a result of the story, you will now tell, watch your energy and your vibration levels just begin to rise and life shifts. You'll notice a shift in that it becomes easier and lighter. An example of a victim story I recently heard from someone I coach, they said that the reason that they were unhappy and not in a relationship, that it's all her family's fault for being mean to them when they were growing up. Now, I struggle. She said that, and just you can feel the vibration. You can even feel my tone of voice just sinking. In contrast, after coaching sessions, the story that was replaced with a brand new story for this individual was that my life is now my choice, and I'm well able to create the life I envision. In this example, the victorious story, or the problem-solving mode that a lot of optimistic people use, the victor mode story that I just shared, my life is my choice, and I'm well able, is more of the victorious or victor mode of operating their life, which is taking responsibility for their life. and enjoying their life from that point on. While the victim blames their adult life on the past and stays stuck in the helpless and painful way of existence, do you want to live the rest of your life that way? I don't think so. Your new story is likely to be based also on your vision for your life that you created in my recent podcast. So if you haven't listened to it, go back to episode 9 or revisit episode 9 and make sure you identify what your vision for your life is so that these new stories can also support those goals. It's supported by your goals that you focus on in your daily life that you created by exploring your life desires in that episode. So watch for stories that pop up in reaction or in response to the life you are creating from your difficulties or challenging times. Keep the stories that serve and support you while you release and discard your shadow beliefs and their stories that hold you back. In other words, release the disempowering stories of, I can't do this, this is too easy, this challenge, it can't really work for me. I really doubt that if I practice this happiness challenge for 1 hour a day, it's going to change my life. Let go of those stories that you emailed me. Keep the stories that support you and serve you, and release or discard your shadow beliefs and their stories that hold you back. In other words, get rid of the stories that keep you from moving ahead in your life and keep you in that stuck suffering mode. Release and replace them, like we just talked about. This podcast was based on changing your story and changing your story to empower you. And if you change your story, it also boosts your energetic vibrations, which allow you to grow into self-awareness. It further helps you release the blocks and raise your vibrations so that you can create your path to your purpose and your vision for your life. As we talked about before, this podcast was based on a lot of the feedback that I had asked about in terms of what was your reaction to this 1 hour happiness challenge? What was the stories and the verbiage that came up in your thoughts in reaction to this happiness challenge? A lot of them was, this is too easy to really change my life. I'm not sure if I can do this. You know, those disempowering stories. So recognize them as we review that. As we talked about, replace them with empowering stories. Observe your stories, even to this podcast today. Write them down. Think about your vision for your life and your purpose and your goals. Replace your stories, write them down, and start repeating those stories to help you make changes in your life. My mentor, Dr. Carl Wolf, said, quote, life is about being in the present moment, the experience of living, rather than whipping up drama and then giving the experience meaning. So remember, life is about being in the present moment, the experience of living, rather than whipping up drama and then giving the experience meaning. You are the source, cause, or agent of everything you do in your life. And that's a groundbreaking lesson that he taught, Dr. Carl Wolf. Let me know how this lesson I'm teaching you lands with you. And if you have any further questions you may have about it, or more resistance and some help that you might need to change your story to change your life, feel free to email me at drmercer@positivelifeanswers.com. That's DRMERCER at positivelifeanswers.com. Feel free to email me your questions and comments using my direct email, or go to my website, positivelifeanswers.com, and fill out the contact us form, and I will respond, as I usually do, to your questions and comments during my podcast, or directly to you if that calls for a direct contact. So remember to go to positivelifeanswers.com, and you can sign up for my free newsletter to help you support the topics that I talk about in my podcast and communicate you, and also let you know about upcoming workshops and group gatherings. There will be some workshops and group gatherings as the year goes on this year, and I'll let you know about that. As a bonus, when you sign up for my newsletter, you'll get a free guide called Quick Tips to Become More Upbeat and Optimistic. And while you're at my website, you can order a copy of Spontaneous Optimism or Bouncing Back from Difficult Times in the online store. And please come to my website for those products, and then I can autograph the book to you. Please use that direct form or my email address to contact me regarding intensive life coaching sessions and for requests to speak at your organization, retreat, or conference. Remember, the one-on-one sessions are much more customized. You're getting great learning in this podcast in general ways. But the intensive coaching sessions I develop with my co-author, Dr. Michael Mercer, goes to another level of making changes. And by the way, Dr. Mercer will be on our next podcast talking about creating optimism in your life at the workplace. So creating a happy and optimistic environment at your workplace, which is going to talk about some other techniques that he teaches in his speeches and workshops. So I look forward to hearing from you. A note to my listeners, this podcast aims to provide useful information to all my listeners. It's published with the understanding that your host, Dr. Miriam Mercer, is not engaged in rendering professional counseling and services or therapy through the contents of this podcast, and it's not a replacement for therapy if that's what's needed for you. If professional services is sought by the listener, such as counseling or therapy or medical advice, then the listener is responsible for seeking the services of a competent professional. Contact your local psychological association or contact your doctor for local in-network referrals. So thank you for listening. Make it a fantastic week. Change your stories to help change your life. Be present. See you next time. Positively, Dr. Miriam.